Well, a very good morning to you. I am David Ellis. Yes, I am on the road, and it is quite a sight to behold this morning. Wherever you are, if you have any place in Barbados that is closed at 5 o'clock this afternoon, then there are so many people who are lining up outside these places just to get whatever it is that they're going for in this last-minute rush. I have been from, let's say, Green Hill right now. I'm here by a place called Choices at Sprice Street. Everywhere that I have seen that is selling food in particular, there are lines of people. Some people are practicing some form of social distancing. Many people are not. And I must tell you, we are certainly in for a very serious situation here because, I mean, we've seen photographs also online, some very well-known establishments as well, where people have rushed there and the social distancing has just gone through the window. There will be much discussion, I'm sure, in today's program about how we've gone about dealing with this particular matter. Should we have given people lead time? Should we have closed the places with immediate effect? What would be the consequences of doing one or the other? All of this is here for us to discuss as we get ready for the tightening of these restrictions in Barbados from this evening. Of course, you can always call us at 43-41-790 and share with us your concerns. As I told you, I am on my way into the studio. There is quite a lot of traffic on the roads. It is really, I haven't seen this amount of traffic on the streets for quite a while. And it indicates that, yes, Barbadians are taking the matter very seriously and they're trying to stock up. The only real concern out of all of this is how people are assembling in trying to get into places like Jordan's, which is right here on my right. I mean, if you see the people who are there and how they are bunched together, the traffic here on River Road is very, very heavy. And I am now going to make my way into the studio to hear your calls and to get your responses. So I'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Down to Brass Tacks. Welcome to the program. Let's take your first call. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
And before we start, I want to say this. We're going to try as best as we can to see if we can get some kind of official reaction during the course of this program. I've been trying to do that, but without any success in terms of trying to get through to someone. But based on what is happening out there on the streets today, one would anticipate that the people who are dealing with COVID-19 would want to respond to some of the concerns and the questions that members of the public may have, because I surely can't answer many of the questions that they have right now. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you and your staff.
Yes, good morning.
Now, my question is, I heard the Attorney General saying that crowding, big groups and crowds or so on, the full force of the law will be put in place and there will be either arrested or charged. What would you call those crowds that bunching and crowding around the supermarkets? I haven't seen no person get arrested as yet.
I don't recall hearing any talk about people being arrested for crowding. I think that you were talking about something else. It has to do with breaking the curfew. People, the full weight of the law is going to be applied for breaking the curfew, as I understand it.
So not for bunching and crowding?
No, I don't know that there's a law against that.
I'm more sure.
Which
I'm
law?
Sure that is against,
I don't know that there's a law against. I mean, it is about trying to make sure that people are safe. But you see, we have to deal with people's natural behavior, people's natural instincts. This person says that the government was irresponsible in making that announcement yesterday to close the country down today. They should either have closed immediately or made arrangements for shopping in alphabetical order by age, parish, or something. And this person says, I can see more COVID cases now. All right? Now, let me say to you, part of our challenge in this country is a mentality that we in Barbados have, that we have to be the ones to do something different. This concept that Barbados is so unique and it has to find its own solution to every problem. I mean, there are other people who shut down their countries as well. What, I mean, there was nothing for us to learn from them. What is happening out there right now is really dangerous. And look, at the end of the day, it's twofold. It is the government policy and the approach that has been taken on this, but it is also the individuals not taking this thing seriously. And you can't put all the blame on one side without taking into consideration the other. But of course, I am sure there are those who will say to you, in a situation such as this, the human instinct is going to kick in, and therefore the government planners should have taken this into consideration. Now, what are they going to do for the rest of the day? If we have seen this surge so early in the morning, tell me, what do you anticipate will happen up to 5 o'clock today? And is the government in a position where it should now shut this thing down altogether right now? You tell me.
I say that, yes. I am saying that. Shut the country, shut all the supermarkets now. Because if we don't do that now, we're going to have more people infected with the virus because you don't know who has it in that crowd. Shut the supermarkets down now.
Let me say something to you. In all of this, one has to be exceedingly careful in how you respond to this, all right? Now, I know some of you will say, shut it down. No. But again, one has to look at the human reaction, the normal human behavior. And therefore, this has to be done with utmost care. You do it, you have to deal with it with utmost care.
Okay, I am speaking about today.
I mean, today too.
They could have it arranged differently, the government, because the government is controlling things. They were to have it controlled differently, either by parish or by names or something, or some way of doing it. And have it policed proper. So you won't have all these people coming from all Spikes Down, St. George, and bunching at one particular place. That's what it is, you know? It ain't that all those people you see around there, isn't it, Michael? Those people come from all parts of Barbados and bunch at the popular supermarket.
At the end of the day, as I said, the people who are in the lines need to take into serious consideration what they are being exposed to by being so close to each other.
They don't seem secure. They need to be reminded.
They need to be reminded. Barbados has 46 cases so far. You know, there is a lot that is unknown out there. So we really need to take it more seriously in that regard. Whatever the policy position was, if it's an error that has been made, at the end of the day, we, the people of Barbados, have to look after ourselves. So let's start the social distancing in the lines. Some people, it has worked for some. Not all the lines that I've seen are situations where people are bunched up together. There are a couple of them. As a matter of fact, I can tell you this. They got some supermarkets that I've been into that I have never seen anybody in them, really. No, these supermarkets are packed. You know, it's a big day for supermarkets. Some people selling food. And as somebody says to me, hey, the road is crazy as well. All right. He says tempers are flaring. Tempers are flaring and road rage is present, says this person.
Just let the people know that they will have an opportunity to shop. But it will not, we will have to discontinue for today because of the way things are going.
All right. Thank you very much. This person says here I'm thinking that maybe the way we went about the shutdown was not the best. This is because of the response of the government to the shutdown. Barbadians are crowding. Look, in all of this right now, we need responsible behavior, and we need to basically temper anxiety. I recognize that, you know, we are at a stage right now where there is that degree of anxiety, if not panic, on the part of some people. Just to get food, I don't know that a famine is coming, but this is where the officials need to become more involved in trying to transmit the messages to the people of this country that will help to stabilize any situation out there that has the potential to go in the wrong direction. And that's all I can ask for. I am saying that this program is here to assist as much as possible. Now, yes, there's room for criticism about how we do things. We are in a situation that we've never experienced before. And some errors will be made, but errors are also, they can be corrected. So what can we do at this stage to help pull it back and try to make sure that there's a greater sense of calm and that we remain an orderly society in all of this? That's what our mission is here today. Hello?
Morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I have a concern now about this 24-hour shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
I am an agent for some horses in the garrison, and I have grooms who have to be on the road 5 o'clock, a trainer who has to leave home at 5 to go and look after these animals.
A trainer?
What I would like to know.
A trainer?
Trainer has to go down there and see that everything is right, and the grooms, he's over the grooms. So he do what has to be done.
Well,
he
you need to talk to the people in the government about this.
I want to use this forum to...
To do what?
To send the message out.
To do
if
what?
If they have made any provisions inside that department to address this issue, because if a groom leave home at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to start his work up in the garrison...
Ma'am, let's be realistic. If your
I'm being
grooms,
real.
Yeah, I can tell you to be real too. If your grooms have not been mentioned among essential services, your grooms aren't supposed to be on the streets.
So who would feed the horses and who would look after them?
Well, call
them
the people.
Call
the people at 536-4500 and ask them.
536-4500.
Yeah, if ask them to put you through to whoever may be able to answer your question. All right.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Hi, good morning, David. This is Captain Bob. We can let the public know, and I want to let you know as well, we reached out early this morning to the acting prime minister who has responded. She tells me the acting prime minister, Sanjay Bradshaw, along with the attorney general on COVID and the COVID czar, they're willing to make themselves available to be on brass tacks this morning. They are on their way to a particular location from where I suspect maybe around 11 o'clock or so, but, you know, we can't hold us at that time because we know these things tend to fluctuate to differ from the time that we often announce. But
yeah,
they have indicated their willingness to be on brass
fine.
To speak to the public on these issues.
That's great. So we wait to hear from them. Thank you very
much. We can
much
also tell you that, as actually, a lot of the supermarkets and these places, they've been reaching out to the police, actually calling the police for backup, for support to deal with the crowds, but the police have expressed their own concern about what's going on. And a point of their limitations in terms to be able to respond to all these cases is really, one doctor, for instance, this morning told me she, you know, the medical practitioners were supposed to, the frontline people were supposed to be given a specific time to access the supermarkets. She left home at 6:30, stood in the line for 3 hours, and still did not, and had to leave before getting into a particular business place. It's really bedlam over there.
Definitely.
And also stand by for the acting prime minister, the attorney general, and the COVID czar on brass tacks sometime this morning.
Thank you very much, Jetson. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, morning.
Well, listen, it's we men that got a lot of these long lines too, you know. I can tell you how. I had long come to town. I even left home about after 8, and they got about here about 20 to 10. I went by a particular ATM, and I saw some ladies staying there. So he thought they was waiting their chance to go in. You know who they're waiting upon?
Who?
They're waiting upon men that promised to give them money.
They told you that?
I waiting here for my boyfriend. This boy waiting upon this body, that boy waiting upon that. So we men, is that fault? A lot of we men at fault, Miss Ellis. But didn't care how the government initiate this shutdown. They're going to got problems. I stayed far away from the people. The line at a particular supermarket there in Swan Street. Gone right away around the building. I even going across High Street. You can imagine a line from Swan Street going across, you know, the road of cab, where the cab at the court. And going right away around that whole building and going back to High Street. I can't understand that my people go get on so. They should have started preparing from early.
They who?
We the population should start preparing from early.
Well,
you know something happened.
You were out this morning. Why were you out this
morning? I just went to the Stretty Market.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to keep the vegetables and things too long for them to spoil.
Okay.
So we wanted to get them fresh ones.
So you don't think that a lot of those people out there were in a similar position?
Ms. Ellis, the market was empty.
Yeah, but you know, you associate this with vegetables. For you, it's vegetables. For them, it's something else. The truth of the matter is, though, it would be interesting to find out what it is that the majority of them are actually buying. Because there are scenarios where they've gone to the commercial banks, and some of them have only gone to draw $10 and $15 and that sort of thing. And some of them are people who have been repeat. They come back on a regular basis. Now, I see the argument. And this here's one argument. I think that the government has generally done a great job. But you have to understand that some of us are truly middle class and do not understand that there are thousands of Barbadians who do not have the capacity to store or buy food to keep them for 2 weeks. That's true. But you know what? It would be interesting to find out how many of those people who have been lining up and returning to the supermarket actually fall into that category. Some certainly do. Do all of them?
No.
I'm not so sure that all of them do.
No, all right? I don't believe either.
And you know, it is for the people who run the supermarkets to perhaps give a gauge of what are the items that are in greatest demand at this time, you know?
To be honest, I passed by a small supermarket. I said, the shelves, like, something passed through there, like a hoeing. You ain't seeing nothing on the shelves. I don't know if they have packers to put back groceries or not, but nothing there. Nothing. You just go in there and walk back out, look around, walk back out. Even chicken. You can't really get that. But this thing terrible, though.
All right.
But I hope the best for my people.
All right. This person reminds us of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which says that physiological needs, such as the need for food and water, take precedence over safety needs, such as health and security. So that person is saying to you, on the basis of how people think and behave, it would be natural for people to put the priority on the food and water over this whole question of spacing, social distancing, and that sort of thing. All right? And in your planning, all of this has to be taken into consideration. Let's take another call. Hello.
Good morning, David.
Yes, morning.
David, I want to speak pertaining to what is happening now with our people. But before I go on to that, there's something very important that I want to draw to your attention and the public attention. Sometimes we wait until the cat get out the bag, and then we try to cover it up. There's something happening at the Barbados lottery. And let me explain to you. Now, if you go to the lottery office now, and you were entitled for a payment that you win at least $2,000, you cannot get your money the same time. But what is important that they take the ticket from you. I tell you, they will call you back. You put down your number. You have no receipt to prove that you gave them a ticket. So if the building had to set burn or something, and suppose you had won $200,000, and you don't have any receipt to prove that you were a winner with $2,000, your money would have gone through the chute. I'm calling on the people that are responsible for gaming to look into this, because it is unusual happening. They don't know what's going on at Turf Club now, that when you go there, you have to wait 2 and 3 days before you get your money, and yet you don't have a receipt to prove that you give in your ticket or anything like that. So the winner is at a disadvantage. That is wrong. You understand what I'm saying, David?
I hear you.
Good. Now, you came up with a very good idea just now. I didn't expect you to got that comment set.
You
mind.
Recognize that. It's foolish, right?
When you said that people fail to understand that everybody are not in a position to buy groceries for 2 weeks. And you are very, very right. So I heard the minister that responsible for
People in the line because they forget to buy sugar. One item sometimes is one item that a person has forgotten. And that's why they're in the line.
I don't believe that, David.
You don't believe that.
Let me
look at this notion that you see this idea that the majority of the people out there are poor people who are going to shop piecemeal. And that is where you are seeing this. That's not all that there is to it, you know. But at the end of the day, what I will concede, is that you're dealing with human behavior.
Yeah, all right. Let me go on. Now, the minister, my representative, said that this is the first time that she have ever recognized so much property in Barbados. You remember that statement?
I don't remember everything.
Okay, well, you know, you've got convenient memory to certain things.
Once you say this gospel, so I don't need to remember it.
I can put out a suggestion. Since that we cannot gather anymore or go to any entertainment, such as pets and such like, would you think it would be wise for all the parliamentarians to give their entertainment allowance, since they can't entertain anybody, to help build up the constituency that the person responsible for the people's empowerment that saw the poverty, that each one of them, and she could start from example, to give their entertainment allowance to the constituents through some committee or some such like, because they are not going to be entertaining anybody. That entertainment allowance should be given to the poor. You agree with me?
Anything you say, I agree with.
All right. Well, that's all you got to say, but they're going to listen to you.
Down to brass tacks. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for being on and for keeping media open that we can hear what's happening. I just have a situation that occurred this morning with me. I would like some clarity on. First of all, let me say that I am out because I'm helping an older person get a couple of essential items this person did not get.
Right.
But I went to, so it didn't need me to go to the supermarket to stay in a line. I got a friend to take me to, and we ended up at the gas station at the corner of Deacon's Road, that gas station there that is just across from Chanel Supermarket. Mm-hmm. And there were just about 4 people in line waiting to go in the gas station. But as you go into the gas station, I'm wearing a mask, one of those little paper masks, right? As I'm going into the gas station, the girl who's stationed at the door said, "You're not allowed in the gas station with a mask on." So I came back out. There was no explanation, anything. A lady who was 2 steps behind me, two persons behind me, the person who was with me said while she was in the same gas station, the guard said the same thing to her. She also had on a mask. What she did was to put her mask just under her chin, shocked. But then when she got to the cashier asked her to take the mask off completely, so unhook it from her ears and so.
Right.
I am not sure. I do not know, because I am saying if the thinking is we don't want you here because if you have a mask, we think that you're infected, then making somebody take off a mask exposes everybody else to that danger. And if it is the person is saying, well, I'm not sure, we're still hearing a lot of stories about how this thing is spread, let me wear a mask just for protection, I cannot see that that is harming anybody. This is not a mask that has eyes and face and everything covered. This is something that we are seeing as this pandemic unfolds. People just are not sure. And the latest news coming out of New York is that they're advising everybody to wear a mask just because. So I am not sure what is our position on wearing masks in public. I mean, I'm sure it will be a moot point after 5 o'clock today because we're not supposed to be out. But in any case, if I'm a guard at a supermarket door, wherever, and so many people are coming in, and out because the guard herself had on no gloves, no mask. So I'm just asking for clarification on the wearing of masks and if there's a policy or if that is just the policy of that particular establishment, because I'm not sure.
Okay.
Can you shed any light on that?
I can't. I really can't. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Now, somebody else is suggesting here that perhaps the sensible thing to do would be to have the supermarkets open for limited hours. Another person says that part of what has created this panic is the use of the words until further notice, that the supermarkets and that sort of thing would be closed until further notice. So this is now driving people to, you know, to scramble to get whatever they can. It's really created quite a serious situation out there that needs to be handled very carefully. You know, it is one thing for us to recommend rash approaches to a problem like this, but you have to bear in mind that you are dealing with human beings, and human behavior can create a problem. I am sure that the people running these supermarkets right now are themselves particularly concerned about what has happened here. And we need to hear from the government of Barbados how it views this particular development, and what possible steps are likely to be taken to try to ease the pressure that is building out there in this regard. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Suggestion-wise, that I believe that will help, that the curfew be lifted until about 10 o'clock on Sunday night. Perhaps this will enable people, because I think it came down a bit sudden on several people. Yes, you need the curfew, but I think you could open up the curfew until about 10 o'clock on Sunday night. That's one. The other thing, Mr. Ellis, that I heard you ask a question earlier, and I'm wondering if the Public Order Act of 1974 is still available, because you should not be gathering in groups under the Public Order Act.
But the Public Order Act has not been invoked.
But the Public Order Act is not being invoked, but the Public Order Act stays. The Public Order
Emergency Management The Emergency Management Act is what the government has been acting under. The Public Order Act, as I understand it, when you say, talk to me about how you would apply the Public Order Act to what is happening.
The Public Order Act stays there from the time it was accepted into Parliament. That is that there's certain regulations under the Public Order Act that must be
such as.
For example, the use of a loudspeaker or the use of people assembling a fet or anything like that.
What do you mean?
You must get permission.
What does that have to do with this?
Hold on. You know what they're going to have to do with it? I'm not quite with you, but you know what they're going to have to do? I want you all to go back to Trinidad with Kamala when she introduced the emergency and find out exactly what happened there. The next thing that's going to happen in Barbados, Mr. Ellis, is that you're going to have people similar to the energy crisis, because people driving
you're
left
rambling,
right here.
Man. You're rambling.
I'm drawing common sense on happening.
Right.
And out there, Barbadian, please, I am concerned. Yes, when you look at the houses in Barbados and the closest of the houses in Barbados, that is one of the problems of distance.
Mark.
Because houses, you stretch out your hand in one window,
Mark.
And it goes into... Hello?
Mark.
Yes, go ahead. Let me hear you.
Calm down, man. Calm down.
I am calming down. But I want you to hear where I'm coming from before you come to an opinion.
I'm trying to understand. That's the point.
Okay,
you know,
I don't see how the proximity
of houses comes into this issue now.
All right, well, let me do it in slow motion. Now, coming out of the behavior of the people at the various supermarkets in order to obtain food or whatever it may be. I believe in order to reduce this behavior, that you could extend, open up the curfew till probably about 10 o'clock on Sunday night.
You said that already.
Secondly,
yeah, I also believe
that as far as we're concerned, that we have got to understand that under the Public Order Act, now you're telling me something that I know you're right, and I know that I'm right, that is under the Public Order Act, there are certain things that should not be done in public in terms of groups and gatherings. Whether it is curfew or not, groups and gatherings. So somewhere along the line,
the police can actually be used to break up groups of people outside supermarkets waiting for food.
They can disperse.
I hope they don't follow that kind of advice.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
There are other people here who have a contribution to make. And the reason why I don't want to even go in that direction has a lot to do with the fact that it is sensitive out there, you know. It is sensitive. And when we sit here today, we have to bear in mind that we are dealing with a delicate situation. And those of you who make your suggestions must also bear in mind that the potential that lies with all that is happening, within all that is happening right now. Okay? Down to brass tacks.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My concern, sorry about that, my concern really is after the shutdown. Mm-hmm. You have elderly people, most of us have elderly people living at home, and sometimes you have people who have to go and look after elderly people. My concern is that if you are on the road and you are stopped, maybe going for medication, or if the person is sick or whatever, how is the protection going to work?
I heard the government speak to this a few nights ago, and while they said quite clearly that people who work as maids would not be expected to work, there was some allowance for people who are looking after people who are ill. So the question is, when the people from the government come on the program, they will have to perhaps indicate how best you will identify to the police or whoever stops you that this is your particular mission.
But hello?
They made provision for that. That's what
hello?
I heard. Yes, ma'am.
No, what I'm speaking about is where the security is concerned, like the forces that who are going to be out there to stop you. You cannot tell if they have the virus or not. They have to stop you. If they stop you, they have to come to the window. They have to come to speak to you. They don't know if you have it. You don't know if they have it. Are they protected? Do they have anything? Do they have anything for their mouth? Because you have, you know, the speaking and these pellets coming out to their mouth. Do they have anything for their hands? If they have to touch any person or anything like that, and then you have to have this distance being away from one another. So how we are going to cope with that? That is my concern.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, Mr. Ellis. My contribution that I want to make, because I think that we as a people, you know, it's sad how we operate. We elected a government, we elected people, there are professionals out there who we have to adhere to, you know what I mean? And I mean, we might have our opinion, but at the end of the day, we need to listen. And like you said earlier, it seems like we want to think that we are more special than anybody else. What this government doing or the people in place doing is the same procedure that other countries are doing, where we have to listen and obey. I don't know what it would take us to understand. This morning, I went to my gas station. The reason we went there, quite springtime, we were told that the 14-day period would be in. I didn't go nowhere. My wife had to report to work because she's one of the essential workers. I went to the gas station down Market Hill. And I was surprised. And then people didn't put any $10 in gas in a car. And you said something. There's some people that could afford. I ain't putting the gas in my car for any time. Today was the first, and that because my wife was going to work. And I don't know why you will leave home to drive to a gas station, put $10 and $20 in the car. And the thing is, when the 17% take out that, is about $6 and the 40 cents per liter. And I mean, there's some people out there who necessarily have to be out there. And what we need to do as a people is listen. And the thing is that we might have our opinion, like Percy said, and the minister should close it immediately. But if that did happen, you know that we have people this morning on brass start telling you that she do it too short, that she give people time. We as a people need to listen. This thing is very serious. And until we really get in a place which I would like it to happen, then we will understand. So I'm calling upon people in this country, the leaders of the different parties, everybody, church, because everybody want to have their opinion. Let us work together to fight. We have to fight this thing. Don't fight one another. Let us fight the coronavirus. So all that's right. All I have to say.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Hello. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello. This person says that other countries around the world have 24-hour curfews, but supermarkets remain open. Can government consider allowing supermarkets to remain open with their usual hours, but have specific days where members of the public shop according to the first letter of their last name? For example, people with surnames starting with A to C can shop on Mondays, people with surnames from D to F on Tuesdays, etc. The process can be done in such a way that you can supermarket shop only once a week based on your surname. Identification cards should be presented to enter the supermarkets and at the cash register. So that's a suggestion to put before the authorities. Thank you very much for it. Hello?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Okay, fine. Uh-huh. Firstly, I'd like to inquire if the pharmacies, you know, they have pharmacies that sell other items as well. If they are supposed to sell other items or just the one, like the Medicaid, the one from directly from the pharmacy, that's the first. The second one is that you read something from someone about hierarchy needs.
Yeah, Maslow's hierarchy.
That's incorrect, though. The health and safety is the first order. It's part of the first order. Mm-hmm. It's about the physical things, the challenges. So that's the first order needs. So security, for sure, and health is the first order, not the higher. Now, I won't want to say I told you so, but I'm very glad to hear you did driving. When you drove in, you passed somebody to market the thing. Like, when this, the last caller suggested about days, the alphabet. It ain't about the alphabets in the thing. The problem, as I said Monday, Barbadians are too indisciplined. It's about this social space distancing that they are not observing. And as you said,
but the question is why? The question is why. Barbadians are not peculiar in that regard, you know.
I'm talking about Barbadians.
Yes, but we are human beings at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I'm busy living with a culture and attitude. Now, if you look at when we had the issue with this with the garbage situation, it's the same thing. Right? People just throw garbage indiscriminately around the place. Right? And discipline. The minibus culture. It's about being disciplined. If the people would recognize, and if you listen, people are talking about they should give time. The acting prime minister said, when they had the meeting, right, they said even today, which was meaning yesterday, they saw the long lines. It isn't necessarily the long lines. It's the people are not doing the correct thing, right? That's the problem. Couldn't they have gone and spaced themselves out? No, apparently not. Right? Apparently not. No, the next thing that I like to consider.
Before you proceed any further, mm-hmm. let me share with you conclusively the concept of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, mm-hmm. So that others will be clear on it. Mm-hmm. The basic needs are the physiological needs, which are food,
right.
water, warmth, and rest. Then you have the safety needs, which are security and safety. Then you go further up, belongingness and love needs, meaning intimate relationships and friends.
Right.
Then you go further up is the esteem needs, prestige and feeling of accomplishment. And finally, at the top here, is self-fulfillment needs, self-actualization, achieving one's full potential, including creative activities.
That's Maslow's
theory. So that's Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
But then there's another theory that got it in two.
Well, we talked about Maslow's.
But I'm saying, but that's a funny, but the other two factor one, Hertzberg's two factor, he has it divided into two.
Well, that's a Hertzberg.
Right? Hertzberg two factor, right? But let me just say to you, right here, people are saying, even people in China want to use this as there are some good guys. And I was saying all along, China, because even currently the people are protesting in China with placards saying, stop eating dogs and cats. A lot of the viruses that we had originated in China. China can't be the nice guys regarding this matter. That's like when you set somebody house on fire and then call the fire trap. It happened in their situation. And they want to make up themselves as this nice guys. And I was rather concerned about the Barbados government receiving things from China. I think it was the last week paper. I was rather concerned. China should not be viewed as a hero. It should not be viewed as a hero. And even like, I remember hearing recently, like then I think it was...
Should they be viewed as a villain? Because the virus began there?
Not only the virus.
What else?
They hold on China operates.
Because they eat dogs and cats? They've recently banned that, but they eat... Look, they got people in Guyana and Trinidad who eat wild meat.
Because
you eat wild meat, something skipped from the wild meat to them. I mean, you can blame the country
but
as a whole.
Too
that's a culture. It's a culture that developed over many, many, many years.
Yes.
And if it so happens now that for whatever reason, we are seeing this movement of disease from the animal to human beings, then that's the wake-up call to stop. But until something like this happens, people would continue their cultural practices.
Yes. But I'm saying China was doing this. Most of the viruses came out of China. As a result of that, you can look at like Ebola. Ebola, they said, came out of Africa. But
I do not know what one is going to achieve by assuming this kind of posture in relation to one country or another right now. There are over 181 countries in the world that are now grappling with this particular matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, putting the blame on China or anybody else, and I will also say this,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot that is unknown about how this thing really began. I mean, the conspiracy theorists are out there working very hard to suggest
that it was
developed in some lab
that's nonsense.
Well, I can't say so. Well,
I
don't know.
It is. But
well,
if you listen to the people that talk about conspiracy theories, right? Most of them, and you hear them in Barbados, everything they say is was a conspiracy theory. It was made in a lab to destroy black people. They're saying this, and probably more when people get destroyed with AIDS and black.
But you know that there's germ warfare and stuff that people in countries engage in it and all of that, too.
Yes, I know all of that. But you know what? China's now trying to make this as a hero in this same epidemic, this same virus now. They accuse America. I'm sure, right? If they had evidence, then Barbarians would be jumping on America case. Say that America, they say the whole America will just carry it there and all of the crap. I'm saying when you look at China is all about a quid pro quo, just something for something else. They're generally concerned and they want to give you. I am disappointed in this government for sure. I criticized the last government of being in bed with the Chinese government. And I am also critical or even more critical of this administration regarding the Chinese situation. because they like there, to my mind, gone further than even the last administration. You have to be very careful with China. Only this week.
This is hysteria.
Honestly, this is hysteria.
What you are indulging in.
What's
you sound
hysteria?
Like Donald Trump's son.
No,
you know,
you think you're quick to criticize Donald Trump.
It is hysteria.
Things, but you're not criticizing. It's not hysteria.
My question is, what are you going to achieve by this today?
You're not criticizing Xi and those guys that who the people can't even vote. This administration. Listen, I criticized the last time. It's not history. It's a fact. It's a fact.
It's a hysteria born out of COVID.
It is not. It is a fact.
All right.
Right? It didn't vote to Donald Trump.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Don't the brass tacks. Hello?
Hello. Hi, good morning. I have a query regarding this lockdown thing.
Yeah.
They say the nurses have passes, which is fine. But my wife is a nurse, but she works in private individuals' homes. And the taxi, they haven't said anything about taxi people having passes. So how is she going to get from one place to the other? Because nobody has said anything about it.
How is the private nurse going to be able to get from one place to the other if they don't have transport?
Yeah. And then the second question is about the construction thing. Is that construction thing, if I'm at my house, I can't work on my own?
That's correct.
So
that's as I understand it. I suppose, but that's as I understand it, that all construction activity should cease at the moment.
Yeah, but what sense does that make if I'm not interacting with anybody? And I am working on it. I am working on my own house that I live in. That don't make any sense to me.
Okay. You know that in a crisis such as this, there will be some things that won't make sense to you.
Yeah, fine. But I'm still crying.
But you know the fundamental.
Work.
Yeah, that's to my mind. I understand that. And when the others come,
I call the attorney general. I call the attorney general office. Nobody in there.
Mm-hmm.
I email them. They respond. So I will let you know how she's supposed to get
Well, I'm hopeful that we can get them on the conference line facility that has been set up. I am told that they may well be coming on the line shortly. If that is the case, we come through the conference line facility that has been set up for that purpose so that we can be able to get all three of them
Because if you can find out
at
about,
the same time.
Because that's critically important because
yes,
your parents can't be left by herself.
I understand that. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank
you
very much. Down to brass tacks.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Ellis. I am here about to tell you the same, express the same sentiment as that gentleman. Because in my case now, my parents, they're no use to themselves. They're bedridden and everything, and I have elderly care. And my concern is how is she going to get to us back and forth? Like my concern.
Well, I think the question here, the real issue would be what kind of, the pass system, how are you going to be able to establish that you need to move from one point to the next because you are taking care of someone who is elderly or somebody who is ill?
In mobile.
So
all
of that, they need to tell us what is put in place in these circumstances.
The thing is that the nursing care, the lady, but mostly ladies that are in this business, they usually wear their uniform, so that's identifiable, like they want care. But the other thing is that she normally gets the lift up and back home, and the thing is that if the person that's driving the vehicle explained to the officer or whoever that they just dropped off a nursing agent to elderly care, who would to say that they're going to believe him or whatever? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like risky there.
Okay. Well, we will see clarification for you on that matter. Down to brass tacks. Hello? Good morning. Welcome to the program. Hello.
Yeah, morning, David.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm okay for now.
Yeah, I have something to say about this shutting down the whole virus issue. I believe that they should... firstly, I think an error was made in asking people to self-quarantine. Barbados, unlike places like Sierra Leone, where you have provinces that are far divided, like Kono and Kenema and McKinney, you have vast areas between one province and the other which are uninhabited. And most of the families live in separate houses within a small village. So it's easy for people to self-quarantine. Anyhow, since that error was made, we should not now be bullying people to go and shop within 2 days in order to have survival groceries for the next 2 weeks or maybe until the end of the month. I think what they should do is divide the country into sectors. Maybe you have St. John, St. Philip, and Christchurch. Lock down those three parishes and let the people shop within that area alone. Nobody in, nobody out. And test the people in there. And move on to the adjoining parishes like St. Joseph, St. Michael, and St. George. And then you have sectors that are supposed to be clean where you lock them down. And we move on from there. And like what they have in place now, where everybody coming in would be mandatory quarantine under the supervision of the government officials, that would stay in place. Then we will get the place cleaned up, and we will be able to identify who has got the virus or not. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks.
I just want to commend the government of Barbados, firstly, on the great job that they're doing. In reality, they're not going to get everything right now, but they're doing a fantastic job thus far. I just want to ask a general question for persons who may not have natural gas at their home. I would have called a few gas stations this morning to query about the purchase of Baja Gas during the lockdown. And a lot of them are stating that they are out of gas currently, and the company which produces the gas are closed. And at this point in time, for some persons, saying that the whole of Barbados is currently on a 24-hour lockdown, we may run out of gas. So is there possible that someone could address this in terms of what steps can be made in terms of person being able to still get some Baja gas during this time?
Okay, well, we have to ask about that for you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
Stats.